sometimes it's fault in the mother. You being a wet dove or something. That call kind of rash or something. You ain't changed the dove or something. You laying in the bed and ain't getting no attention much to it. So that's what most of the time a crying child, you have a crying child, I believe.
Okay. And if this crying child was saying, you know, well, he was eating candy, he didn't give me, what was he didn't give me what? What do you think he said?
Well, she, well, what's him or something? Didn't give me no candy or didn't feed her
okay.
No time, something like that.
Okay. Now that boy is spoiled. When he grows up, you might say he'll have his trouble. And how might you say that?
Well, sometimes it'll be the fault in the parents. See, they didn't teach him right. And he come up spoiled. He might murder and might steal or something. Maybe it's a growing boy. Some of them run away from home.
What, when trenches are cut by a plow, what are these called?
Yeah, trenches cut by a plow.
You know, a plow cuts this little trench. What's that called?
A ditch.
Okay. If you have a good yield, you might say we raised a big, like a good yield of wheat or, you know.
Oh, you mean like farm?
Yeah.
Well, we can say, well, we raised a great, a lot of crop this year.
Okay, good.
Good.
If you got rid of all the brush and trees on the land, you say you did what?
Clean up the land.
Okay. The second cutting of our clover or grass, what do you call that? The second cutting?
Well.
When you, in other words, what do you call the old dry grass that is left over on the ground in the spring?
Well, we just call it the dry grass. More.
Okay.
Like the clover.
That's good.
We cut that down, you know, and make hills or all of them.
Mm-hmm. Okay. The wheat is tied into what? Tied up into?
In the wheat?
The wheat.
Well, wheat,
mm-hmm.
We tied it in bundles.
Okay. Yeah. The bundles or sheaves are piled into a...
When you cut it and you bundle it up, they got a machine now, you know, to wrap it up, just dash it out. And then they tie up the edge. And then you got a thing they call a traction machine.
Mm-hmm.
You carry it in. Then you crash it in. And all the wheat will go in a sack.
Mm-hmm.
And then the scrub bail up in the head. So you got a baler here.
Mm-hmm.
And you tie it in the wire. Bail it like that.
Okay. We raised 40 what of wheat to an acre? What would these questions be?
Well, according to the size of the farm, some people would raise 300,000 or 400,000 bushels to a farm, a big farm.
Good.
Some don't raise that much.
Okay. What have you got to do with oats to separate the grain from the rest of it?
Oats?
Mm-hmm.
They got a crash.
Okay. If you and another man have got to do a job, when you told him about it, you'd say, you and me. Okay.
Really?
If you are not speaking to him, just talking about him, you'd say the job is for?
Well, I said the job is for you or something.
Okay, when you talk about the two of you, you'd say the job is for?
We.
Okay. If some friends of yours are coming over to see me, you say blank and blank are coming over. What would you say, as far as you know?
I would say, sister one, nobody named, coming over the river.
Mm-hmm. What if you were just going to say, like,